We're going to go ahead and get this call started. We have packed out call already. Again, congratulations for making it on the line tonight. My name is Hans Johnson, and this is the Danny Johnson Monday Night Home Business Success Call. And we're excited tonight. Danny's got an awesome call plan for you. The purpose of this call is to give you and your organization a weekly tool to build your business faster and stronger in a shorter period of time. And these calls are open calls. They're available to any representative from any company or organization. And each week, Danny focuses on different areas of your business to give you tips and to help you reach your goals faster. Danny knows firsthand what it takes to overcome adversity and to succeed in home-based business. She went from living out of her car with $2.03 to her name to making her first million within 2 short years by the age of 23. But over the years, Danny's been able to develop many 6- and 7-figure earners throughout our industry and beyond through her training seminars, just like the one that will be going on in St. Louis, Missouri, towards the end of October, October 22nd, 23rd, I believe. You can get information about that event on our website. That will be the last First Steps to Success in the United States for 2005. For more information about Danny, and to get yourself registered as a free member on her site, which will give you access to free resources, as well as previously recorded coaching calls like the one that's taking place tonight, you can visit her website at DannyJohnson.com. That's DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com. Right on that homepage, you're going to want to fill out the form there. That'll make allow you to become a free member, and you'll get access to our training call archive where you can listen and benefit from hours of coaching calls, literally 6 figures worth of free coaching in there for you to take your business to the next level and to put more profits in your pocket this week. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and we want to make sure Danny's on the line. I'm going to turn the call over to her. Danny, are you with us?
I am. I made it.
All right.
Yeah. In fact, these people that you guys have really gotten smart, because at 1 minute till 6:59, the lines were already blown out. So congratulations that you guys are able to get on the call tonight. It is busy season right now. It is just about the very end. This is the last Monday in September. And so we are full-fledged in the major growth spurt of the last growth spurt of 2005. And so you guys are blessed, man, to be able to be in a business right now, this time of year, being able to be a part of a training call like this and others that are available on the website, to be able to equip yourself so that you can really get majority of the market share that is out there, because the harvest is great and the workers are few. And the workers that are actually equipped like professionals are even fewer, which means that those of you that are getting yourselves equipped right now, you're of the wise who understand that in order for you to be able to get the majority share of the marketplace out there, that you better know what you're doing. Tonight we're going to be talking about the 5 steps into building a profitable home-based business. And these 5 steps are absolutely relevant towards whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you're trying to market, and also relevant even to some of your jobs. This is a system that works literally in so many different venues that are out there. So it doesn't matter what is it you're marketing or what is it you do professionally on your day job. These 5 steps are going to be applicable to your everyday life. And so these are 5 steps to building a profitable home-based business. Now, before I get into our topic tonight, I want to say hello to those this is your first time on the call, and tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a drug-infested, abusive home. I didn't have a whole lot of confidence, and when I heard about going into business for myself, I said, no way, this isn't going to work for me, but it would work for the person that invited me. After 2 months of him persisting with me, I finally got started, and my first 6 months, I failed miserably. After that, went to a training seminar because I got tired of failing, and the seminar cost me $1,500, which is $1,500 that I did not have. I found a way, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days. I brought in 25 people into my business after 6 months of not bringing in anybody. I talked to hundreds and got nowhere, and then in 2 days I was equipped with information that brought my belief up, increased my skill to the point of sponsoring in 25 people in the next 8 days, increasing my income to $4,000. Now let me tell you something. What in the world could have possibly changed in 2 days to have made a $4,000 difference in my life? Looking back, What if I had not come up with that $1,500? What if I had not stepped up and went to that training seminar? We would not be talking today. Let's put it that way. This discussion would not be happening. I went out and in a very short months after that made $50,000, got married. The man I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt. I went from being number one in that particular organization, both in U.S. and Canada, to over thousands and thousands of people, to being homeless 12 months later. Completely homeless. Business was stolen. $2.03 to my name. A $35,000 debt. A husband who totally took off with everything. Destitute, broke. Destitute emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. In every way, shape, and form, I felt like I had failed. And I wound up truly living out of a car, sleeping on beaches, showering in public places, depressed beyond measure to the point of suicidal, thinking that all I wanted to do was become a cocktail waitress. I don't ever want to dream again. I don't ever want to make big money again. I'm a failure just like my father said I was. After several weeks of being frustrated with this particular lifestyle of being homeless and scared, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. I did not have a physical address nor a telephone. And from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, from the skills that I had learned the year before, because the investment I had made into my education to become a professional in the home-based business industry, I wound up making $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month. I broke all the international sales records inside of that company that was 20 years old, that had several hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and they were in every major market in the world. Their name is a household name. And here, this little kid out of Hawaii, population 5,000, broke all those international sales records my first full-time month in that business. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I'd made my first million, and that's by the time I was 23 years of age. So if you're brand new and this is the first time you're listening to me, I want to encourage you, because right now you are being faced with a chance to get serious about a business that you are embarking on, to get serious about your future, to not be at the end of your life with a ton of regrets, but to say, you know what, I'm going to give it my best shot here, now, and today for my sake and for my family's sake. You see, God gave me a chance 16 and a half years ago to go into business for myself. And I took advantage of that chance and I flopped. But once I got the skill that was necessary to succeed and I began to believe that I could do it and so could others, that I was getting started, everything in my life completely changed. I've gone on to make millions beyond the first that I had made, raising my 5 children with my husband who I've met in the industry. Where else can you take a homeless cocktail waitress who grew up in a tragic home and make her $1 million in 2 years? Where else can that happen? Not too many places, but the industry that we're all in right now. And this is not by luck. This is not by chance. This is not a gamble, and it's not a game. This is truly strategic. This is truly about skill. This is truly about, do you believe? And do you have the attitude that it takes to go and build a multi-million-dollar enterprise? That truly is what it all boils down to, are those few things. And so that's what you're given right now. You're given a chance to say, yes, I will get serious about my business. Yes, I will put my head down and go to work. Yes, I will make the investment of time and money so I can gain the skill to become a professional just like a doctor does, just like a lawyer does, just like a dentist does. Yes, I am going to persist no matter what it takes until I get this thing right. Or you are faced with another choice. No, I'm not going to do this. No, it's not for me. No, I'm going to give up. I'd rather be in debt. I'd rather not give my kids that college education. I'd rather just give in and settle for less. That's your choice. You have that choice here right now. I had that choice 16 years ago, and I'm so very blessed that God at least gave me the chance to say yes to becoming an entrepreneur, to say yes to giving it my best shot each and every day of my life. Now, I can't say that every day in this industry has been great, because it hasn't, but I will say this, that I can't imagine if I hadn't gotten started here who I would have been as a wife, a mother, and a marketplace person. So let's get right into these five steps. You know, many of you are invited by somebody else, and they actually perform these five steps with you actually to get you on this call. So some of this is going to seem pretty familiar. Some of you are going to think some of it is quite redundant. For some of you, it's going to be a huge revelation, a gigantic breakthrough for you. Now, for some of you that you were invited by somebody else, do yourself a favor and do them a favor and thank them for getting you here, getting you onto a free service that can really help to impact your life. Say thank you to them. You know, encourage them. Pay attention to them. If they're having any kind of success in their home-based business, I highly recommend to paying attention to people who have what you want and do what they do. And that kind of stuff, you can learn from them, and it will rub off on you. Okay, so step number one. Step number one in creating a successful, profitable home-based business is there has to be an initial contact between you and the prospect itself. And there's a few rules in the initial contact that are important to uphold. Number one, that you do not mention anything concerning your company, concerning your product or your service in that initial contact. The whole point of the initial contact is merely to make the initial contact, is to get to know who this prospect is, whether it is warm market, cold market, or lukewarm market. What do I mean about those markets? Warm market are people that you know, your own list of personal resources. Cold market are advertising campaigns that you have done, whether you've hired advertising agencies or you've done the ads yourself. And lukewarm market are people that you run into, people that you meet. These could be people, you know, that you see all the time at the grocery store or the gas station. And so between these three markets, what you want to understand is that during the initial contact, it's very, very important that you do not bring up anything about yourself in the initial contact or anything about your agenda in the initial contact. In fact, your agenda kind of needs to change. Most of your agendas when you're making an initial contact with somebody is to sell them your product or service or to sell them your opportunity. It's to pull out a brochure and start pitching them your deal right away. Now, although there are some of you that do that and that seems to work for you, but I will tell you that the vast majority of you will fail miserably if that is going to be your approach. Most of you actually won't even last to doing that to 10 people, let alone thousands of people that you need to do it with if you plan on building a multi-million dollar enterprise. And so most of you will not last with 10 because of the frustration and the humiliation and the embarrassment of being fully annihilated with questions by that prospect. But the reality is that we are really provoking those questions right out of our prospect ourselves, which is pretty sad and pathetic, but we don't realize it is that is what we're doing. And so in the initial contact, you need to change your agenda. If your agenda is to sell them your service or your product or to get them involved in your business and you're already pulling out that brochure and you're already pitching the deal, I will tell you right then and there that most of you will not last 30 more days in your business if that is your approach. Now, for some of you, that works really well. Maybe you've got the right attitude and enthusiasm about it. You've got a charismatic personality. But for the rest of us that we're not born with any of that, we will suffer miserably. Now, I spent my first 6 months messing up the initial contact. That was the first place I messed up miserably. And let me tell you how I messed it up. Because all of the contact that I made with every prospect was all about me. Every conversation I had was about what I wanted my prospect to do, whether it was I wanted them to sign up or I wanted them to buy my product or I wanted them to show up to a meeting. I wanted them to give me referrals. I wanted them to do what I wanted them to do. Well, let me tell you something about people. They could care less about what you want them to do. Literally, they can care less. They are bored with what you want, but they are certainly stimulated with what they want. And so you can't leave messages on people's voicemails, whether they be warm market, lukewarm market, or cold market, you know, saying what it is that you want them to do. They don't care, so they're not going to respond. People are motivated by what they are motivated by. They are not motivated by what motivates you. So you can't lead with you. You cannot be the issue in the initial contact. The whole point in that initial contact is to make the initial contact. Get to know who they are. Find their needs, their strengths, and their goals. Find out what makes them tick. What's going on in their life? What are they good at? What do they hate about their job? What do they like about their job? And if you can find out this information, what I will tell you is your job will become so easy, and instead of dreading talking to people, you will like to love talking to people, and you'll be unstoppable. You'll be wanting to have conversations with everybody. You'll see that. No longer be intimidated by the telephone. No longer will you be worrying about what the prospect is going to say to you, because you're going to know how to lead the conversation. Also, in the initial contact, you want to control the conversation. Now, who controls the conversation? The one who controls the conversation is the one who is asking all the questions. The one who asks the questions are the one who controls the conversation. When you provoke your prospect to ask you questions, now you've lost control, and they basically are not going to show up nor sign up. In rare occasions, maybe they will, but in most cases, they will not. And so if you're having that happen, you've just discovered why. You need help in the initial contact. Now, there's a lot of free information on our website for all of this initial contact. There's an entire hour call that's given away for free on the website to help you out with the initial contact, as well as the script book. You know, that all helps you with the initial contact. The North Carolina CDs hugely help you out with the initial contact. This is something you must master. You need to master this to get good at it for a couple different reasons. Number one, that you're duplicatable. That's hugely important. If you're leading if your approach is the wham bam hot sales approach, which is, hey, have I got a deal for you? And wow, man, I'm really excited about this new awesome program that we got. And boy, someone like you would just be awesome with it. And I think that you would just be incredible at our business. And you know, I'm going to send you some information about our network marketing opportunity. Let me tell you something. That approach is as old as the industry itself, and people are pretty savvy to that approach, and they don't want anything to do with it. In fact, the marketplace is so savvy today, we've got gadgets on our phone to tell us whether or not a telemarketer is calling, because we don't want to be sold anything. But we certainly love to buy. So number one, it's not a duplicatable approach if you're coming out with, you know, with all your charisma and all of your, you know, wham bam, you know, hot sales approach. But what is duplicatable is getting other people to talk about themselves. It's something that all of us can learn how to do. What is duplicatable is keeping something very simple, of not trying to turn, you know, this prospect into a sale instantaneously. And so I believe in really trying to get to know who my prospect is, what makes them tick, what are their strengths, what are their goals. And once I find that information, I basically lead them to step number two with what their needs, their strengths, and their goals are, okay? And so let me just kind of give you a little bit of a demonstration of what that could be. For example, if you have your script book, I'm pretty much, you know, I can work from page 2, I can work from page 16, doesn't work to page 12. It really doesn't matter. Each one of these scripts are totally and completely designed to get the information out of the prospect and then lead the prospect with what the prospect likes. So here's a prime example. Let's say that I am starting a conversation with somebody that, let's say, is on my list of resources, somebody that I know that I haven't talked to in a few years, and it could be a friend of mine. My whole point of that conversation is just to make the initial contact and to find out how they're doing, how are things going, you know, what have they been up to, what are they doing for work, you know, have they had a raise lately, are they enjoying it, things like that, you know, just trying to get them to talk. What are they doing for fun these days? What are the kids up to? You know, what do they like about their job? What do they not like about their job? I would find out all this information about them and then simply just lead them to either a website or to a pre-recorded call based on what they told me. So let's say in the midst of this kind of a conversation, so, you know, what have you been up to? Oh, you know, I'm working as a car salesman now. Oh, no way. How long have you been doing that? Oh, 2 years? Oh, gosh, it's really been a long time since I talked to you. Now, how in the world did you get involved with that? Oh, you know, I just kind of always wanted to be in some kind of a sales environment, and you know, so I thought I'd get my feet wet in car sales. Wow, that's gutsy. That's incredible. How do you like it? Oh, you know, I like it. What do you like most about it? Oh, I like talking to people. Really? What do you mean by that? I don't know. I like meeting different types of people. You know, different types of personalities. You know, I get to deal with people that are older and younger and everything in between. And, you know, I like dealing with people. I like helping them solve their problems. I like answering their questions, okay? So I would be making note of this in my mind if my prospect is telling me these things. So I'd say, what do you not like about your job? Oh, you know, the income is very inconsistent. Well, what exactly do you mean by that? Well, you know, some months are good, some months are bad. This month's been terrible because the gas prices are so high and people don't want to buy my V8 engine Mustang. Oh, man, so yeah, that really, really would make a dent in your income. Yeah, it's been a terrible dent in my income. Well, that's too bad. Now, do you see yourself in this career forever? No, not necessarily. And honestly, when they're telling me these things, I am sitting there with all self-control, keeping my mouth shut, letting them just talk to me about, you know, these things that they're saying that they like, that they don't like, and about their income. I'm just water on a duck's back, duct tape on my mouth, letting them do all the talking. And the very end is when I would use a script, for example, on page 8, which is the situational face-to-face conversational approach. And this is what I would say to them, say, you know what, Mike, you know, I couldn't help but noticing that you were saying that although you like what you're doing because you like talking to people and solving people's problems and helping them, but the income is real inconsistent on your job. You know, were you planning on doing anything about that? And Mike says, you know, I really haven't really thought about it. God, that's so interesting. The company I work with happens to be looking for a few people that have similar skills to what you have. Now, I don't know if you have all the skills or the qualities of the kind of person that they are specifically looking for, but, man, you know what? It might be worth it for you and I to get together and maybe talk about it. You know, it might be good for us to get together anyway. I haven't seen you in a couple of years. So why don't we get together and I can kind of get you some information on what the company has that is available, and I can kind of find out what your skill set is and the kind of qualities that you have and really what it is that you would be looking for, and we'll see, you know, whether or not it's a match. You know, who knows? It may or may not be, but at least it is a way for you to create a consistent income that is not affected by the gas prices. To where you still would be able to work with people, help people solve their problems, and meet a number and a large variety of different people literally on a day-to-day basis. And so, again, I don't know if it's going to work out between the two of us or not. I don't know if you have the kind of qualities, the kind of person the company's looking for. But why don't we get together? When's a good time for you and I to get together to where we can kind of do, I don't know, an informal type of interview? What's he going to say? Well, gosh, when? Did I tell him anything about my product? Did I tell him anything about my service? Did I tell him anything about my company? Nothing, zero, zilch, nada. And guess what? I don't ever. And that is why I have 90-plus percent of my prospects show up for the business presentation, because they know nothing about what it is that I'm talking to them about, especially a warm market type scenario. So there we go. If he began to come at me with questions like, well, what exactly is it? I would say, man, that's an awesome question. And you know what? I think it's really best to kind of see what it is that your skills and your talents and abilities are, to where then I can kind of direct you to what area of the company that may or may not have something that's available. And, you know, when we get together, we'll go ahead and kind of figure out that kind of information. Okay, great. See you Thursday at 2 o'clock. And there you go. So there's an example of the initial contact. What did I do? I went and I looked for what the needs, strengths, and goals were of my prospect. I led the prospect to an appointment, take a look at something to help feed or fill his needs, his strengths, and his goals. Very simple, bada boom, bada bing, which brings me to step number two, which is the business presentation. Step number two is very simple for most of you. Most of you work a home-based business where either you have it to where you can, your business presentation is done on the web. Maybe your business presentation is a website. Maybe some of you, it is a web video, meaning that they can watch a video online. Some of you do it through conference calls, pre-recorded conference calls, like an 8-minute message, a 2-minute message, a 10-minute message, a 15-minute message. I think a sweet spot concerning business presentations on recorded messages really is anywhere from, you know, 4 to 10 or 12 minutes. Anything beyond that, you know, 15 minutes is getting on the side where it's getting too long. A half an hour is ridiculously too long. It needs to be cut down. I have clients of mine that bring people to a 2-minute recorded message and they sign them up for $499. I have other clients that bring them to a 4-minute message. I have other clients that bring them to a 12-minute message and are able to sign that prospect up from anywhere from $200 to $500, even some of them $11,000 is their package to getting started. And so the size of it, is meaning the length of that pre-recorded message really is not the issue. It can be too long, though. Definitely can be too long. And it definitely could be too short. But under 2 minutes could be too short. Okay, so anyway, so some of you bring them to a web video or a website where they can read information or download reports. Some of you do live conference calls, pre-recorded conference calls. You do one-on-one presentations, group presentations, in-home presentations. There is a number of different ways to present the opportunity to people. It could be that maybe you mail packages to people, you mail information to them. A number of different ways. These are just a few. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different ways that I just gave you right off the cuff. At First Steps to Success, we obviously go into more detail about other ways that you can present it as well. So anyway, between these 7 ways, there are a number of different ways that you can give a presentation. Most of you have the luxury if somebody else does the presentation for you. And in most cases, I would sign up for that as much as possible. And again, I've done all of these. Everything that I just gave to you, I've done every single one of these to build my business, and they all work. I recommend that you take advantage of all the different ways that you have access to presenting your opportunity. I've done it where, I've done the conference call one-on-one with somebody and took an hour to present. I strongly do not recommend that you do that now. In this day and age, there's way too much wonderful technology that is available, whether it's a pre-recorded message or what have you, to be able to present it, and it's way more duplicatable. I had one of my clients just recently, that's the way he did it, is that he did the whole hour-long presentation, used to be an hour and a half, with his prospects, and honestly, it's not duplicatable. If no one else can do that, then you're wasting your time by doing something that's not duplicatable. And so concerning the business presentation, let me just give you a couple quick tips on how to really maximize the BP section. How it is, number one, is that you want to build credibility to whoever it is that is doing the presentation itself. So again, you want to build credibility to the person that is doing the presentation. Even if it is a pre-recorded message, you want to build credibility of the person who did the recorded message. And I know some of you are saying, well, what if that's me? Then you want to build credibility to some of the testimonials that are in that presentation. So how do you do that? How do you build credibility? Well, one thing is you first got to get your ego out of the way, because most people can't do it if they got an ego trip. They don't want to build somebody else up. This is what you must get in your mind. You are not building that person up for their ego. You're building them up for your paycheck. However which way the prospect feels about that presentation they're about to listen to really determines, A, do they pay attention to what it is that they are hearing? Okay? Do they pay attention to what it is that they're hearing? B, do they anticipate what they're going to hear? Are they going to anticipate what they're going to hear? These are very key, important things. And so if you solve those two things of are they going to listen and are they going to listen with anticipation, that really determines the outcome in so many cases. And so I've seen it where people just go, okay, well, I'm just going to bring you to this recorded message and let it be just that. Well, when that happens, is the prospect is sitting there going, you know, well, yeah, okay, great. Who is this guy? Who made this? He's already gone through those questions already in his head. I want to save my prospect that hassle. Not only that, if you have the chance to work in a live setting where you do group presentations and in-home presentations, and you have the opportunity even to do three-way calls with your upline or whatever, and if you're a leader, you shouldn't be doing three-ways with other leaders. That's ridiculous. But if you're in a group-like setting, let's say that your business model is you do a lot of group presentations. If you have that chance, oh, my gosh, I miss that part about my business. I miss that. That is a blast to be able to build through in-home presentations and group meetings. Basically, whenever I would bring people, when I'd be prospecting on the phone and scheduling, say, for a Tuesday night business presentation, and let's say that, you know, Rob, you know, Smith is the guy that is doing the business presentation, and Rob's only 30 days old in the business. I've already gotten him up there to do his meeting, which is how I built my business anyway. And so Rob's up there, he's 30 days old, right? Well, I'm talking to my prospect, Sue, okay? And when I talk to Sue, I'm going to let her know. I'm going to say, you know what, tomorrow night at 7:15, we are going to be having an orientation on the company. And we're going to have people from various different positions inside of our company that are also going to be conducting a few interviews. Now, the thing I will tell you is that Rob Smith is going to be there that night. Now, Rob is doing an amazing job. He has been with our company for quite some time. He is already starting to establish an incredibly fine reputation for himself. And it's really not that often that we get to see somebody who is really rising up as quickly as he is to be able to really even rub shoulders with someone like him, even watch him in action. And so I'm not sure whether or not we're going to have the opportunity to meet him in person or not. He's always surrounded by a lot of different people, and he's very busy. But if we do get the chance, the rare chance that I'll be able to introduce you to him, I will be able to do that. Meanwhile, any chance that you would get to listen and learn from him would be highly valuable to you by far. And so you want to make sure and pay very close attention. So what do I have my prospect thinking? Like, oh, man, I get to meet somebody that's very important. That makes people feel important when they get to meet someone that is important. And it's a desire that a lot of people have. Once I get Sue to that presentation, I'm going to see Rob right over there probably standing with a few other people. And I say, oh, my gosh, Sue, there he is. There is Rob Smith. Okay, listen, let's go ahead and make our way over there. You brought that notepad, didn't you? Because you're going to want to take some really good notes. because it's not that often that we get to listen to somebody that is as credible and somebody who's building a reputation as he has been for himself. And so let's go over there and see if I can sneak a moment of his time. I would then go over to Rob, and I would say something like, "Hello, Mr. Smith. My name is Danny. I just want to introduce you to Sue. She is a guest here going through the interviewing process and the orientation tonight. I just wanted to get the chance to introduce you to her. I know you're really busy, and I appreciate it if I can introduce you to her." So I introduce these two together. During this process, Rob, as he's being trained, I would have already told him this because I'm the guy, I'm working with him, the gal working with the guy, Rob would then say, "Wow, how did you meet Danny? Oh my gosh, do you have any idea who it is that you're working with? You're very blessed. The woman is doing an incredible job, also has a great reputation set up for herself, and you really need to pay very close attention to what she says, and whatever she tells you to do, I highly recommend that you do it, and you do it quickly." So here is a nice teamwork that's going on between the two of us. Now I've got Sue sitting there, sitting forward, taking notes, anticipating every single word that Rob is coming from his mouth. What's coming from his mouth? A script. A scripted out presentation that we did the Thursday night before. Simple. One, my prostitute is sitting there going, "Gosh, what a neat work environment this is." Two, she's like, "Dang, man, I wish people would say things like that about me." Three, "Gosh, I get to meet the top guy. I feel pretty important about being able to do that. Man, this sure seems like it'd be a lot of fun." I don't have her sitting there going, "Who the heck is this guy? What is this all about? Oh, my gosh, how'd I get suckered into being in a meeting?" Are you with me? She's not thinking that because I have directed her thoughts to where I want her to be, which is anticipating the information she is about to receive. So that is a huge, huge, huge nugget. When you get your team completely equipped on this one little thing I just gave you, this is enormous, enormous on what it can do for your paycheck and for your people's paycheck. It makes everybody's job much easier and creates a very healthy work environment. So if you're not working in a situation where you're live, then you've got conference calls. Same thing. You want to build up the person that's doing the conference call. Build up the person who did the website itself so they are anticipating receiving the information that they are going to get to. Now, again, you lead that prospect to the information based on their needs, strengths, and goals, and then you want to build credibility to whoever it is that is doing that business presentation. Now, there's a whole lot more. I could camp out for a half a day on how to do a successful business presentation and how to maximize your web, your video, your conference calls, your pre-recorded message. I could literally spend a half a day equipping you on how to really maximize that information. Unfortunately, this is a one-hour call, and we don't have a half a day. But you have access to a tremendous amount of information in the members area on how to be able to do that, as well as for steps to success. First steps to success that we have coming up. There's so much information that's given there on how you can really maximize and optimize your business model and the way that you're building it. Let's go to number three. Number three is the follow-up and the close. It's one of my favorite parts. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where it gets fun. The follow-up and close is very important. Now, if you're in a live setting, this is right after the business presentation. Let me give you just a couple tips if you're in a live setting. If you're in a live setting, it's important for you not to pick that prospect up out of their seat and bring them to your product table. You stay glued to that seat, maybe get yourself in a circle, get a few of your prospects together. You stay there, you sit down, and you get down to business. This is where you pull out your script book and you give this little tiny pitch where you say, "You know what, I just really want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. I truly do appreciate you paying attention to what Rob had shared with you here tonight. Right now, I just have a couple quick questions I need to ask you. Our company's made it very simple for us. We work with a trainer. Her name is Danny Johnson, and by the way, here she is." And you pull out your script book and you show the script book. Now, this woman had $2.03 to her name and a $35,000 debt. She became a millionaire in 2 years, working from a payphone booth in the trunk of her car. So she did this through scripts. Her scripts are actually in this book and has made them ready and available for all of us to be able to utilize. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask you a few questions that are written right here on page 4 of the script book, okay? So question number one. So, Sue, what did you like about what you just saw? So I go through the closing script on page 4 of the script book, and I go through these simple 6 questions if I have 2 or less people as guests in my business presentation. If I have, however, I have 3 or more, there is an element that is present that doesn't exist when there's 2 or less. And the element that is present is fear of loss. they're afraid that they're the only one that is going to miss out if they don't get started. And so you don't have to ask all six questions. The only questions you're going to ask are, do you want to make a little or a lot, which is question number three, and then question number six, where do you see yourself getting started? So you ask those, question number three, question number six, when there are three or more people that you have as guests in that business presentation. If it's a one-on-one or a two-on-one, then you'll go ahead and use all six questions. And you go through the closing script and you close them. Now, let's say that you're working a business where you read page two. Let's say that you're working advertising campaigns. If you're utilizing advertising campaigns, you would use the script on page two for the initial contact. Your business presentation then, let's say, is a pre-recorded message or a web-based presentation. Let's say it's a web-based presentation where you're sending people to a website. Then what you need to do is you need to set an appointment to follow up with them to answer any questions that they may have. Now, again, if you are struggling with having people show up for that follow-up appointment, meaning you talked to Sue today and she couldn't go look at the website right then, so you were going to call her back tomorrow at 9 a.m. And let's say that she is not there. She doesn't show up for that follow-up call. That means that there was a breakdown in the prospecting process. Either the trust was not established, you didn't lead her with her strengths or her needs or her goals. That means that you came across as a salesperson and she didn't trust you. And so you want to kind of figure out what that is. And again, in St. Louis, we're going to be absolutely fixing that problem that you have. If you're having people not show up, that problem will be solved in St. Louis, October 22nd and 23rd. So you schedule Sue, 9 a.m., let's say she does show up. Now what do you do? Well, you get on the phone and you say, hi, Sue, how's it going? And she says, oh, it's going great. Well, this is Danny. I'm just calling you back. Did you get a chance to review that information yet? And I like to reestablish some rapport in the first couple minutes of that conversation. And I obviously have notes on Sue. You know, hey, Sue, you know, how was work today? Or, you know, how did the soccer practice go yesterday? Or, hey, did your husband get home from his business trip? I would just, you know, reestablish some trust and reestablish communication between me and my prospect, because I sincerely am looking to build a long-term relationship with this business, with this person. And so I go into question number two. So what did you like about what you saw on the website? And Sue says, oh, you know, I really liked the information that I read on the service. Okay, and then question number two is, well, can you tell me more about that? Well, you know, it seems like a service that everybody needs. It seems like in today's day and age with all that's going on that, you know, people really just need to protect themselves. And I feel like, you know, I know quite a few people that would want to partake in something like that. Okay. So, and I just say, okay, great. Sue, do you want to make a little or a lot? Which is question number three. Sue says, I want to make a lot. Four is, what for? Well, I want to get out of debt. I want to send my four kids to college. I want to be able to, you know, have freedom in my spending. I'm sick and tired of clipping coupons and shopping at Walmart. Okay, great. Sue, at your current job, how long will it take you to pay off your debt, send your four kids to college, and have freedom in your spending and no longer have to shop at Walmart if you don't want to? Sue's going to say, never. Okay. So where do you see yourself getting started, Sue? Do you see yourself starting at the bottom and working slowly towards paying off the debt and sending the kids to college and enjoying the freedom and spending? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn two times the amount of money for the same work and effort that the person who starts at the bottom does? Sue says, I want to start at the top. Great. Welcome aboard. And now I'm going to get her contact information. I let Sue just talk herself right into the program. I let Sue tell me what she liked about the business opportunity. I let her elaborate on why she liked it. I let her decide whether or not she wanted to make a little or a lot. And I let her sell herself on the fact that she needed to make a lot because she needs to get out of debt, send her four kids to college, and enjoy freedom, no longer having to shop at Walmart if she doesn't want to. I also led Sue down the process of, if you keep doing what you're doing right now, is that going to happen? Her answer was no, never. Great. Where do you see yourself getting started? Let her choose starting at the bottom, going slow, or starting at the top and working fast. She made the choice all the way around. Now, is that to say, now again, most of us that are listening to me right now, you wind up provoking objections right out of your prospect because either the way you read this script is you're scared, you're fearful. The way some of you read this script is that you leave out some of the questions because you're afraid to ask them. Some of you wind up selling very hard, meaning that you ask the prospect, what did you like about what you saw? And they say, you know, I like the products. And then you wind up going, yeah, me too, man. I like this particular product over here because that really has helped a lot of people. It's helped me. And, you know, it's very exciting, you know, that we get to have a business where we can build a residual income working with a product like this. Now you began to sell. Now you lost your prospect. A number of different reasons why people have a hard time closing is because they just don't stick to the very simple six basic questions, letting that prospect lead themselves to a yes. But instead, we do things that provoke absolute objections straight out of the mouth of our prospect itself. Now, again, I know that I could spend an entire day on closing and impacting your closing. In fact, in our prospecting and our closing classes, we do an hour and a half to 2 hours, 4 weeks in a row on just closing. And then I do one on prospecting, all just prospecting. That's what we do. We troubleshoot. We see what is it you're doing that's causing the objections to come out, and we tweak it, and then you have more people show up, and you have more people sign up. And so the thing that I've learned out of that is, man, people have come up with 100 different ways to complicate this closing process. It's very, very simple. I very rarely ever got any objections from my prospects once I got trained. And so if you're getting a lot of objections, it's just because you're lacking the skill, you're lacking the training on how to be able to do it right. So there was some information on the follow-up and close. Again, we've already gone through number one, which was the initial contact, number two, the business presentation, and number three, the follow-up and close. Dealing with the objections, man, is a beautiful art. Actually, a much advanced art is actually not provoking the objections to begin with. Don't you want it to get to the point where you very rarely, if ever, get objections from your prospects anymore? Can you imagine how awesome that would feel? Can you imagine how much confidence you will have when the day comes where you no longer are buckling at the knees when somebody says, you know, I need to think about it, or, you know, I need to talk to my spouse, or I don't have any money, or I don't have any time, or I'm not a salesperson, you know, this really isn't for me. Wouldn't it be awesome when your skill level just is riding so high that you no longer hear that kind of nonsense anymore, or at least, to the very least, very rarely ever? And, in fact, you'll get to your career to the point where you're like, come on, man, give me some objections so this at least will be fun. Let me help you. Actually, do I have time? Yeah, let me help you for 1 second. Let's say that you do get an objection. Let me give you a real quick formula on how to handle the objection. Number one, you need to qualify the objection. So let's just say that the person says to you, you know, I need to think about it, right? That is their objection. How you qualify the objection is like this. You say, okay, now is it, Sue, that you are absolutely serious about being able to pay off that debt and send your 4 kids to college and enjoy the freedom of spending, you know, the way that you want to spend and not having to shop at Walmart, and that you really do have some unanswered questions that you need to get answered, and that's what you need to think about? Or are you just telling me that you need to think about it because you're not serious at all about getting out of debt or sending those 4 kids to college, and you really are not wanting to get started at all, and you just don't want to hurt my feelings? Okay, now I'm forcing Sue to get off the fence. Are you serious or not? And she, 99% of the time they say, no, I am absolutely serious. And they begin to sell me on why they're serious. Okay, so Sue, it sounds like you got some questions. What's your first question? What's your second question? What's your third question? Do you have a fourth question? So I write down all the questions, and then I handle it. And then after I get down all their questions, then I have a closing line. Before I answer their questions, I say, Sue, now, if I can answer all your questions and you feel really good and solid about the answers, are you ready to get yourself started now? Yes, I am. Great. Question number one. I give clear, quick, to the point answers, not selling. I give testimonials without selling. Okay? So there you go. Okay, number four. Number four is OJT. In your 5 steps to building a successful home-based business. On-the-job training is number four. Now, how that works is like this. On-the-job training is hugely, hugely important, and this is where 99% of the home-based business owners miss it altogether. This is where they get into codependent relationships with their reps and their clients and wind up only building a business for the amount with the amount of hours that they have instead of duplicating the hours that they have. What do I mean by that? Duplication kind of works like this. Let's say all you have is 10 hours to be able to work your business. Well, in order for your business to grow, you obviously have to be able to have more hours be put into your business. But let's say you don't have access to those hours. So what you do is you employ the efforts of other people to make up for the hours that you do not have. So if you have 10 people each working 10 hours a week, now you have 110 hours a week being worked in your business. That is the power of duplication. You're only putting in 10 hours, but you have 10 other people putting in 10 hours. That's 110 hours a week that are being worked in your particular sales force. Where people mess up the on-the-job training is that they spend their 10 hours doing the work of their reps that the reps are supposed to do, meaning they get a phone call of, gosh, you know, my order didn't come in. And so what happens is you wind up calling the company to do the troubleshooting on the order instead of equipping that new rep with the phone number where they can do the troubleshooting themselves. Or you wind up getting a call from a rep saying, you know, I called all my friends and nobody said yes. The reality is they only called three people. And what typically that we do is we spend a half an hour on the phone trying to coach this new person into success. And the reality is once you've done that with 10 people, you find out that none of them wind up going and actually doing anything with it. So that is a codependent relationship. You've wasted 10 hours of your time coaching people who are not going to go out there and do anything. They've wasted their time listening. They're not going to do anything. You wasted your time speaking instead of getting out there and getting more prospects. So codependency is hugely, hugely important not to get involved in the business that you're in, because the reality is if your check has come to a screeching halt, that's a sign of codependency. That's a sign of recruiting has stopped. Everyone has turned into self-proclaimed training gurus. Number two, if your check is still growing, yet the new starts have significantly slowed down, that means your check is going to slide sometime soon. I'm going to repeat that. If the starts have slowed down, meaning new people, there's less new people getting started now than there was 6 months from now, but the check is still up, that means the check is beginning to go south. The income always follows your brand new starts you're bringing into your business. If you are overly stressed out and you are not being able to have the exhilaration or the excitement of bringing brand new people into your business and you're spending most of your time troubleshooting and coaching, guess what? That is a sign of true codependency, no on-the-job training, no one is being equipped or developed into a leadership role, which means that you will always, always have to babysit your people. And I'm sorry, I don't care what kind of babysitter you are, it never pays enough. Okay, so on-the-job training, how do you do that successfully? Well, how you do that successfully is like this. If I were to sponsor Sue into the business the very next day, I have a list of homework things for her to do. My whole goal with her is to get her self-sufficient within their first 14 to 30 days in business to where she knows how to do her own presentations, she knows how to prospect, she knows how to close, she knows how to develop leadership. She knows how to do these five steps herself. I'm going through these five steps each and every day, and I will be training other people. I will be leading other people how to take their own five steps themselves. I'm not doing it for them. They're doing all five steps themselves. Did you hear me? Some of you are doing one and two for your people. Some of you are doing all five for your people. If you do not have people in your sales force doing all five themselves, you have no duplication going on, which means you are working a sales job and truly not, you're not a business developer, you're a salesperson. And I know that's not why you got started. You got started to enjoy the benefits of duplication, to enjoy the benefits of residual income. There is no residual income without duplication, ever. Did you hear me? There is no residual income without duplication. So how many people in your business can do these five steps I'm sharing with you right now? So if I got Sue started, my goal is to get her through these five steps within 30 days. So I give her a line of homework. I give her, number one, go to DannyJohnson.com/video, watch this video. Then register as a free member. Your job for the next 30 days is to listen to one archived call every single day. I would be sending every brand new person to that video page to have them look at that video. There's phenomenal content on that video that will help them move to a higher commitment level to getting themselves getting serious about building their home-based business. The testimonials on there alone are enough to inspire them for a good 30 days. So, or at least 24 hours. Okay, so Sue, first thing you have to do is go to DannyJohnson.com, register as a free member. Then go to the video. I want you to watch the video on the website. Okay, your job for the next 30 days is to listen to one archived call every single day, take lots of notes, and we'll start to implement the things that you are learning. Number two, I need you to make a list of goals. If we do not know why you're doing this, we will not get it done. And so we need to know, what are your goals? Obviously, your first couple goals that you said is to get out of debt, send the four kids to college. Well, how much debt is there, and when do you want to have that paid off by? When is this college tuition due? There are dates that we need to assign and how much money you need to come up with to be able to make that happen. These are some goals that you have. I want you to jot down some other things. Do you want to travel? Is there somebody else that you'd like to do something for? Parents that you want to take care of? Whatever it is, we need to know what your goals are. Number three is that I need you to make a list of resources. I wish I had time right now to really teach you how to create an eager want in your brand new person to make a list of names. We just don't have the time. I'm going to take another 2 minutes, and we just don't have it. I'm running out right now. But on our website, you'll find more information on how to do that. In St. Louis, at First Steps to Success, you will learn exactly how to create an eager desire in your brand new person to bring you their contacts. Do you want to learn how to do that? That when you bring a new person in the business, do you want to be able to send them on a track where they are eagerly bringing you their contacts, not giving you this nonsense, I don't know anybody, I already talked to all my friends before in another business, and they all said no. No, 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 no. I'm not talking about you dealing with those stupid objections. I am talking about you creating an eager want in them, for them creating a list of 200 names of people that they will contact without fear. Okay, so they make this list of resources. And again, in the members area, there's more information on how to be able to do this. There's an entire call on the job training. Number four is I'm going to set up the appointment to do their on-the-job training, their very first meeting, where I will be in front of their contacts, okay? And I won't do that right there, but these are the three things I want them to do that night. The next day, I'm going to meet with Sue, and in that, I'm going to go through these three steps with her. Did she listen to the video? Did she start listening to archived calls? Did she make the list of goals? What are your list of resources? So I'm going to now OJT her, which means that I have my own advertising campaign that I'm working, and I'm going to let her listen to me read the script on page two. Now, she already listened to me read that script to her a couple of days before. And so things are going to start sounding familiar to her. When she hears me be redundant over and over again, she's going to start to go, dang, man, I can read a script. This seems pretty simple, which is what has to go through a brand new person's mind, is that, man, this seems pretty easy. That has to go through her mind. If I'm complicating it, she's not saying that. Therefore, she's going to fall off the face of the planet. So I wind up doing some OJT. And I'm letting her listen to me read this to some of my leads that I got from an advertising campaign. So then what I will do is I will send her loose and say, I want you to go and find some people that we can practice on, Sue. We need a couple live bodies that we can practice on so that you can start to gain the experience on how to be able to build your business. So you can learn the ropes and you can learn how it goes and what the language is. So I know you know somebody that loves you enough to let you practice on them, and this is what I want you to tell them. I don't have time to tell you what that rate is right now, but, you know, Sue, this is what I want you to say. I want you to say to your mom, Mom, I've just gotten a new career and I need someone to practice on. I really want to get a promotion quickly inside of this new company, and so can I please practice on you? And that basically is it, okay? Okay, so I send her loose. She winds up getting some people. If I do in-homes, man, I'm having her call 50 people to invite people over for a Thursday night. I get into her house. I do the very first meeting for her. She's watching. She's taking notes. The second meeting, she does half of it, which is up to the product and the company, and I do the second half, which is the compensation and the training section. Okay, not meaning I don't do training. I explain the importance of training. On the third meeting, she does the entire presentation. I'm there to answer any questions and to clean up the mess because there will be a mess. By then, she knows the process. She's been through all of the steps. She's been through steps 1 through 3, and therefore she knows how to make the initial contact, do the business presentation, and do the close. She's been through it 3 times. She's got it. If she wants to continue, it's totally up to her. If she's too scared to, we got a website. All she has to do is direct people to the website. Bada boom, bada bing. That's simple. Okay, so that was OJT. Now, step number 5 is leadership development. Again, I could spend a whole day on just this one right here, but we don't have time right now. Leadership development. Now, this is huge. Very few, and I mean a ridiculous small 0.001% of the people have figured out leadership development. Most people are just out there trying to cross-recruit leaders into their organization. I've never done that. I've never told other people to do that, and I don't promote it. What I promote is leaders are developed. They are not found. I believe that leaders are developed, not found. And if that's the way you build your business, that's totally fine. But to be honest with you, a nice, sure, stable way to build a business is developing leadership yourself, because most of the time when you wind up crushing recruiting some other leader into your company, they wind up leaving in 2 years because someone else tickles their ear into something else. You wind up losing what you got, what you brought in anyway, so it winds up being a facade. And so in most cases, not all cases, but in most. And so as far as developing leadership, I want to know, do you know how to take a cocktail waitress and help her to make a six-figure income her first year? Do you know how to do that? I know for most of you the answer is no. Do you have a system where you can take a mechanic, plug him into that system to where he can become that leader within a year making a six-figure income? Do you have that system? For most of you the answer is no. Guess what? My answer is yes, I have that system. Do you know how to get a doctor started and have him learn the skills that are necessary for him to build a six- or seven-figure income within his first 12 to 24 months? The answer for most of you is no. No problem. I do. This is where leadership development is important. It is about outsourcing that. You see, you've got to learn how to master these first four steps, because this is where you make the money. Where you make the money is in steps 1 through 4, every single day running through that system over and over again. Step number 5, you want to outsource that. Just like, for example, if you are not a successful advertiser, you don't have a track record in advertising and it being profitable for you, then it makes sense to outsource the advertising. You hire somebody else that has a track record, has a success track record, and is profitable at it, and you let them do the advertising for you. It is the same in the section of leadership development. There are so many people out there who haven't got a clue on how to take a cocktail waitress and make her a millionaire in 2 years. They don't have a clue on how to do that. Nor do they have a system to take a mechanic and help him to make a six-figure income. Nor do they have a tried proven system or training or development to take a doctor who has very little time and for him to be able to develop a six- and a seven-figure income with the spare time that he has trying to do it with a home-based business. Most people do not know how to do that. They've never done it. They have no track record of it, and yet they're sitting there spinning their wheels and spinning their mouth trying to tell people systems and programs that just plain old don't work. And so you must outsource step number 5. Why? Because if you get stuck and spending all your time in leadership development, guess what? You wind up with nobody to lead, because everyone stops recruiting, stops building, and therefore everybody is in management mode. And when everybody's in management mode, nobody's making any money. And so this is one of the things that you outsource, just like you outsource advertising. You outsource your leadership development. Now, here is the good news. The good news is that DannyJohnson.com has a tried, proven track record and system to develop every walk of life to succeed in the tune of six and seven figures, as well as everything below that. Everything that is, you know, if you want to make $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, and beyond, that is okay. We have a system that however much of it you want to partake in, you can develop that kind of an income on a part-time basis. Do you want to make more money with less time? Do you want to become more efficient with your time and make it more profitable? That is what the DannyJohnson.com system is all about. Let's just say for a moment that there is somebody that knows 100% of what it takes to be able to make it financially in the home-based business industry. There isn't one person. Now, I'm not the one person. There isn't anybody that knows 100% of what it takes. I truly am here merely by the grace of God, who gave me a chance, and he's been merciful to me all of my professional years in business and has trained me up and equipped me, and I've turned around and trained and equipped other people. But let's say that there is somebody that knows 100%. There is no such person, but let's say for the example that there is. We retain 7 to 10% of everything that we read, see, or hear for the first time. Let's say that this expert in the business turns around and teaches somebody that gets more than Einstein retained, which Einstein got 13% of everything that he read, saw, or heard. Let's say that this person, Bob, that the expert trains, is a super genius, and he gets 50% of everything that he reads, sees, or hears, okay? 50% is what he gets. If Bob is a super genius and he gets 50%, birds of a feather flock together, he winds up training Sue, and Sue is also a super genius. She doesn't get 7 to 10%. She also gets 50% of what Bob teaches her. Now we're down to 25%. Sue then turns around and teaches Tom, who gets 12. He turns around and teaches somebody. Now, and these are all super geniuses. Everyone's getting 50%. 12 down to 6. Tim winds up teaching John, and John winds up being a super genius, but he's going to get 50% of 6% of what it takes to succeed. Now we're down to 3. John turns around and teaches you. Here you are. You're a super genius. You learn at a rate of 50%. You retain it at 50% of everything that you read, see, or hear, but you're going to learn from someone who knows 3% of what it takes to succeed and become profitable and efficient in your business. You're going to get 1%. I'm sorry. If you're a super genius and all you got access to is 1%, the road is going to be very frustrating, very hard. So this is where outsourcing leadership development comes in. When you plug people in the system, you plug them into the expert, no matter where they are, if they're on the bottom of a sales force and have the least amount of information and training and development available to them, DannyJohnson.com has a system where people can plug in no matter who you are, where you come from, what your level of expertise or background is. Plug directly into the system. That kicks out 6- and 7-figure income earners. Your success rate is dramatically increased because you're not waiting on someone who doesn't know what they're doing or waiting on a genius who only has 1% of the information of what it takes to succeed. So that's what leadership development is about. It's about it's about having a system that you plug them into where they can develop themselves and be equipped with the proper people skills, with advanced people skills, like what happens at Creating a Dynasty that's taking place in November, that has advanced conflict resolution skills, advanced team building skills, advanced skills in being able to get over your own junk that is hindering you from succeeding. Advanced skills in the area of helping other people get over their own junk. Being changed from the inside out to where they can plug into a system via a 24/7 website, via First Steps to Success for those who want to make the investment so that they're not messing around anymore with pennies and dollars, but they're messing around with hundreds and thousands of dollars. To where they plug into a system where they know how to talk to a prospect, where they know how to create an eager desire in the prospect to say, yes, I'd like to get started, where they know how to get people to show up to a presentation, where they know how to handle the objections, I want to think about it, I need to talk to my spouse, or I don't have the money. Don't you want your brand new person to be developed with a professional level of skill so that they don't have to go down the hard road of frustration that you've been down? Well, then doesn't it make sense to put them into a system where their skills will be dramatically enhanced at a rapid rate to the tune of what happened to me. In 2 days, guys, I learned how to make $4,000 in 8 days after that first seminar. Do you want to be able to do that? Do you want to give your people the best possible chance? Then you plug them into a system that develops their leadership. And First Steps to Success has a tried and proven track record of doing that, clearly of doing that. Okay, so like, for example, in St. Louis on October 22nd and 23rd, there are going to be a number of you that are going to be there. And when you're there, you're going to come out and you'll be the next testimonials that are on our site. Why? Because you will have had tremendous success. Whether you gained in your belief and your numbers increased there, where you gained in strategy, the real how-tos, and your numbers increased because of that, whether you really knew and learned how to help people really where they needed it, instead of disenabling them, disarming them to succeed on their own 2 feet, you've been equipped to equip them on how to walk out those 5 steps themselves so that they can do it for life. Whether you have learned and been equipped to hit number one on your bonus bars, to get that $10,000, $20,000, $40,000, $400,000 paycheck, you'll learn how to do that at First Steps, as well as plugging your people into a system that will teach them how to do the same as well. That is what duplication is all about. So anyway, there you go, guys. Those are the first 5 steps in building a profitable home-based business. Initial contact, business presentation, follow-up and close, on-the-job training, leadership development. Okay? Those are 5 very powerful steps. Take these steps, utilize them in your business. And for those of you that I'll see in Salt Lake, can't wait to see you guys. Make sure you bring a camera. I'll be talking to you soon. By the way, Christian call Monday night, October 3rd, 5 p.m. For those of you that want spiritual equipping for your personal and professional life, October 3rd, this Monday coming up, I have a powerful message. You will discover the 5 hindering things that could be hindering your business right now. 3 major stoppers to growth that you will discover on Monday night, October the 3rd at 5 p.m. So other than that, guys, I'm going to open up the lines. I want to wish you guys an awesome week. I pray that God makes you very profitable this week, gives you insight and wisdom. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And God bless.